Love this song. Triple Play Thursday, everybody. One artist, three songs. 312-981-7200. Our first Triple Play Thursday comes from Mike and Ted. They both requested ELP, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. That's from the beginning. Greg Lake passed away last week, and we have an appropriate Triple Play. As you said earlier, Dan, an appropriate Triple Play Thursday. Our first artist, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. All right. All righty then. Hey, we're going to talk about the Library of Congress and what movies they are preserving for the National Film Registry that they're adding to the National Film Registry in a couple of minutes. But I wanted to throw this story out here at Esmeralda. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Oh, check this out, okay? Mm-hmm. In Tokyo, you can get paid to eat a massive bowl of ramen.
Yes, please.
You can get paid. Not in addition to eating a lovely giant bowl of ramen, you get paid. In Japan, massive appetites meet their match at the Umakara Ramen Hayuri. As reports say, the Tokyo-based ramen restaurant offers hungry customers an intimidating yet lucrative challenge. Finish a heaping bowl of chicken-topped chili powder-sprinkled noodles in under 20 minutes and you'll win 50,000 yen, which is $440. Polish it off in 30 minutes, you'll get 30,000 yen, which is $260. Traveling to Tokyo, and if you want to attempt this delicious feat for yourself, you have to fork over 3,000 yen, which is $26, to participate in the mega serving challenge. There are also a few ground rules. Your friends can't help you eat the bowl of ramen, which contains four servings of ramen noodles, nearly 9 pounds of bean sprouts, nearly 24 ounces of broth, and if you throw up, you'll have to pay a penalty of around $90. This dare might prove impossible even for customers with prodigious appetites, but according to a Japanese website, MyNavi, 9 people have proven victorious since the restaurant began offering the challenge around 3 years ago. Now, that's a lot of ramen. I don't know.
I'm seeing a picture of it.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it says chicken topped. What does that mean? What does it look like?
Yeah, like it looks like like it's fried.
Fried chicken?
Yeah, like it's got a coating on it. It's not, you know, not like Popeye's coating.
No, I got it.
There's like a breading, and it's just all over. It's like all around it. And then there's just piled high is, I think, all the bean sprouts, which that's a lot.
They just throw the bean sprouts on top?
Yeah, it looks like a regular bowl. Like, the bowl looks too big for everything, so it's kind of just piled into a tower.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not, you know, did you ever watch that show Man vs. Food with the old...
I hated that show.
Why?
I don't like that guy.
You don't like Richmond?
No. And it grossed me out. He was just always stuffing his face with food.
Well, that was the whole kind of point of the show.
Well, it was gross.
Adam Richmond, by the way, I remember watching that show and not believing the amount of food that guy could pound. And then especially the weird hot challenges where he'd do like the hot wings or the pepper, ghost pepper challenge or whatever. But it's funny because like he's never been a svelte guy. He is now. He's lost a lot of weight now. But between the first and second season, I mean, because of the nature of the show, because of what his job was, he gained, like, if you watch an episode from the first season and then watch an episode from the second season, it's like, wow, dude, that's like, you've packed on at least 30 pounds. And my guess is he went to the doctor and the doctor went, you have to stop this. So then it became, and you probably didn't watch it, Esmeralda, but the show became Man versus Food Nation, where he would travel around and encourage other people to do the challenges. He no longer did them. And then he started hosting a show that was like every other, you know, Andrew Zimmern and Anthony Bourdain, you know, where they all travel around and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hosted a show that was just basically that. It was one of the 9,000 traveling and eating shows that are on TV. So he, you know, he did end up eventually stopping. But I like Adam Richman. I think he's charming. And I see The guy who stuffs his face that makes me crazy is Fieri, Guy Fieri. He makes me nuts.
Yeah, I used to watch that show, and then it gets on my nerves how he talks over people.
Oh, absolutely. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, or he tells them what they're about to do. It's like, yeah, let them talk.
I agree with you 100%. But the thing about that show is I watch it all the time, despite the fact that I can't stand Guy Fieri. But the concept in of the show and the setup of the show is so beautifully done that, like, I want to go to these places. Like, I'll watch them prepare the food, and you learn about where the place is located and what their specialty is. So I like all of that stuff. The travel food shows, I like them. I have a weakness for them. I like to watch people travel around the country, find new dishes, and go to different restaurants and eat them and tell everybody and inform you, like, if you're on the road, you know, where you could eat. Or if, you know, you're watching the show and they show up in Chicago and it's someplace that you've never heard of before.
Yeah, there's actually a place I went to because of him.
Because of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Yeah, and it was in, I want to say it was in Oak Park, or it was just across the border of Chicago.
Okay.
Like, they would point that out, and it was just a diner. It was just like a straight-up diner. It was good from what I remember.
They've done some really cool stuff on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives here in Chicago, and he's gone to some really cool places. But, yeah, no, he just drives me nuts. I mean, like, I just can't stand the guy. And the whole, like, yeah, man, Triple D, off the hook, Flavor Town. Like, shut up.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I still love Bobby Moynihan's impression of Guy Fieri. That's, like, one of my favorite things that Bobby Moynihan has ever done on SNL. Put your sunglasses on wrong, because he's got them on backwards. I'd eat that off a flip-flop. The first time he ever did, the first time Moynihan ever did Fieri was on it was a Thanksgiving bit that they did on. Oh, Dan, we didn't play that for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
I totally forgot. I wanted to play that. Let's play it anyway. After the news. All right. You remember the very first time he did it, Esmeralda?
No.
The very first time. For the first time was Thanksgiving, and I want to say 2009, maybe? Around that time, Seth Meyers was the anchor on Update when he did it. And he came out and did the thing. We'll play the audio. Dan, you can find it, right? I think it's probably on Hulu or on the NBC website. But, like, every time he does Guy Fieri, it's hysterical. There's one where they were doing a show on a roof, and he came on as, like, the cooking guy. It was Drew Barrymore, and I can't remember who the co-host was. It could have been Andy Samberg. And they were doing, like, a show on, it was like a morning show, but they were doing it live from the roof of the building, and he gets attacked by birds and killed. Guy Fieri, because you see that they dropped the skeleton down. He's still got the tips, the hair, and the tips.
Of course, it's going to last forever.
Tips. Okay, we got a break. We'll come back. I'll talk more. I'm going to play that little Guy Fieri bit from Thanksgiving, and then we're going to talk about the movies that have made it into the National Film Registry. All right, we got a break. Right. Triple Play Thursday, everybody. Mike and Ted picked ELP, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Lucky Man. Greg Legg passed away last week, and appropriately, our first Triple Play Thursday is Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Triple Play Thursday, one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. All right. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here. Coming up after the 4 o'clock news, would Esmeralda buy that? we will. Now, you can play along at home as well. I'll describe the item. The idea is that Esmeralda has a weakness for as-seen-on-TV infomercial gadgets and products, and if she had an endless supply of money, would probably buy a ton more than she already has. So we talk about an item. Have we got listener submissions again this morning, Dan?
Yes, in fact, half of our entries.
Wow, the listeners get into this segment very, very much, and I will describe an actual real item, tell you what it does, and then Vic and Dan and I vote on whether Esmeralda would buy it or not, and then Esmeralda would reveal whether she would or not. And if you want to play along at home, get to Facebook after the 4 o'clock news, and you will be able to see the items. I mean, I'll describe them, but you'll be able to actually see pictures of all the items. They will be on the Facebook page so that you can get a better gist of
also,
what's happening.
Very good, because it's Christmas time.
It is Christmas
Not
time.
Not just for me.
That's right.
Get them for your family.
So these are great gift ideas for everyone, and we're only 10 days away from Christmas.
You could get all your shopping done
today.
On this list.
That's
yeah.
right. Today, you... We will help you get your shopping done. All right. Now, before the news, we were talking about this big contest where you can eat a giant bowl of ramen and get money for it. It's like one of those, you know, man versus food things. And that got us talking about Guy Fieri, who drives me nuts, but I still end up watching his show. I don't know. I sit there and I just... Esmeralda, we've talked about this before. You've seen the video that somebody put together of him, of Guy Fieri eating while Hurt by Johnny Cash is playing?
Yes.
It's just, it is one of the most genius things ever on the internet.
Yeah, and then there's the one where it's going backwards.
Yeah, where it's like the food's coming out of his mouth. Anyway, Guy Fieri, did you find Dan, were you able to find the clip?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, so I don't know what year this is from. I'm going to say around 2009, maybe. And it's Bobby Moynihan dressed up with the whole frosted tips and the stupid flame t-shirt and the whole, you know, the whole nine dressed up like, Guy Fieri. And, this was from the Thanksgiving show, 2008, 2009, somewhere around there. And, from Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live. And, I wanted to play this on Thanksgiving. Forgot to play it, but it's the holiday, so we can play it now. So here's Bobby Moynihan as Guy Fieri on Weekend Update.
Guy Fieri.
Set Myers setting fires.
I don't set fires.
Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Okay. Look, why don't we just get started?
All right. Good call, Meatball. All right. Let's get down to business. Are you tired of boring old T-Day grubbing? Well, buckle up. Put your sunglasses on wrong and let me help you make it full throttle. Numero one, stuffing, Fieri style. Super simple to make. 4 cups pancake chunks, 1 candy apple with stick, and 1/4 cup of raisins, and 32 tablespoons of tequila-infused garlic butter.
That sounds kind of heavy.
Don't knock it till you fry it, Seth. I'm roughing up your stuffing. Mmm. I could eat this off a flip-flop. Full throttle. Chow down, Seth.
No. I'm good. So what's next?
Number dose. Cranberry sauce. An old favorite. But let's take it even further off the hook. Just splorp it out of the can into a fifth of Rumplemints and garnish with raisins.
Can you even taste the cranberry?
Trust me, you'll go Lansbury for this cransberry because it's dinner she wrote. I'd eat this off a moving truck tire.
Yeah, no thanks. That sounds like it's like 80% alcohol. How many of those have you had tonight?
37!
All right. So what about like the main course?
Numbrero 3, the Turk. Now I, for one, go berserky for turkey. But gobble, gobble, let's make it full throttle.
Did you say full throttle?
I think I may have. And if you think that's crazy, then you will flip your bean when you hear this. A chicken inside of a duck, inside of a turkey, inside of a rabbit, inside of a pig, inside of a baby cow, inside of a big cow, inside of a horse, all stuffed into a Cornish game hen. It's called a turducken, rab pig, cow, horsenish game, man. Look at it.
Everyone's looking. That sounds oddly appealing.
Yep. And then you just fry the whole thing in Jägermeister. And serve with raisins.
Why does everything you make have to have alcohol in it?
I'd eat this off a dirty plate. Full throttle.
Guy Fieri, everyone.
There you go.
A piece of pilgrim grease.
It's just so, it's so funny. Oh, man. I love that. I love that. And he's done Guy Fieri on the show probably about five times, and they had – I don't know if it was last season or the season before they did a commercial for Guy Fieri's insane Christmas special. And it it's hard to describe. But anyway, just look that stuff up on NBC or on Hulu. Just type in Bobby Moynihan, Guy Fieri. It's just hilarious. Eric from West Dundee says, I love that SNL impersonation of Guy, and of course with raisins. Peter in Decatur said, here's a cool story about Adam Richman. He somehow found out a kid with terminal illness. He found a kid in terminal illness in Decatur and was a huge fan. And he came to town with no entourage, no camera, and he spent time with him. Oh, that's nice. And you don't like him, Esmeralda.
I don't like that he had a whole show where he's like, I'm just going to stuff my face full of this food.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm the gross fat American.
Yeah. Well, that's set. I mean, you know, that's pretty telling. I mean, it's accurate.
Ugh.